A few years ago, a psychologist conducted an experiment that I think you'll find very interesting. Time after time after time, the psychologist would bring 10 students into a room to ask them a series of questions. They were to indicate the correct answer by simply raising their hands, no discussion. One of the questions involved which line is longer, line A or line B. It was obvious to everyone who looked at it that line B was the longer line. However, she had instructed 9 of the students in advance to choose the shorter line, to choose line A, in spite of the fact that it was obviously not the longer line. The 10th student wasn't in on the deal. What she discovered was time after time after time, when the 9 students would raise their hands and say, the short line is really the longer line, the 10th student would go along. She said 75% of the time, the 10th student would not trust their own eyes, but would go along with the group. Now, you might think, I would never do that. I would stand alone. And I hope that's the case. But believe me, the pressure to go along with your friends, the pressure to go along with a group can be extremely powerful, not just for kids. This is for everybody. God knows how we're built. He's the one that built us. And He knows how easy it is for us to go down the wrong path because others are going down that path. That's why He says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be deceived. Bad company will corrupt good morals. And in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, He says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Rehoboam lost a whole country because he wouldn't listen to godly wisdom, instead went along with his friends. And then, of course, on the opposite side, you've got people like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who were willing to stand up against peer pressure and do the right thing and receive great honor from God because of it. Peer pressure is very strong. I had a friend one time who's dead now. He died of an overdose. When he first started making bad decisions, they were just small decisions, but he wanted to please his friends. He wanted to go along with the crowd. Little things. Things that didn't seem like such a big deal, but they were wrong. Little by little, they led to bigger things, and now he's dead. Peer pressure can be extremely powerful, so God warns us, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Father, would you please help us all to be sensitive to the fact that our friends and our acquaintances can have so much influence on our lives? Would you help us to recognize it? And Lord, would you give us the courage and the strength we need to stand alone, to stand with you when we see others all around us making bad choices, doing the wrong thing, going the way of the world? Lord, would you give us the courage? And Lord, we thank you that when you do and when we do, you always reward that richly with joy and peace and a life that's worth living and makes sense. Thank you, Father, that you keep your word. Thank you for being willing to stand alone for us. We pray we'll be willing to stand alone with you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.